Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, as here we are. It is the first Friday of March, and big boom bracket battle. We are set with the Sweetest Pie 16. So very fun elimination round. And yeah, we were talking, you were saying there's some pretty interesting matchups.
Yeah, that's right. So it's March. We're having a little bit of fun. We're fundraising for the fireworks official kickoff. So we have the Big Boom Bracket Battle going on all month long. And every week we have a different round. And so thank you everyone for the nominations and the votes in the elimination round. And now we are on to the Sweet as Pie 16. You like that, right?
I do like that, yes.
I have to throw the pie factor in there a little bit. So yeah, we have a great roundup of individuals that are part of the bracket this year. Some new faces, which is always exciting. Some that have been in the elimination round before, but haven't made it into the bracket. And some, I think three, that have actually won before. And wow. So they're you know, defending their title a little bit. So both JP Holgan and Eddie Diaz won the very first year that we did it. I think JP's been in it every single year since then. He just really loves fireworks and fundraising for it. But he's only won this the first year. And then Eddie Diaz, it's been several years since he's been in the bracket. So he's back at it and ready to go. And then Michael Penico won a couple years ago. So those are the three names to watch for sure. But really, it's anyone's guess as to who is going to make it on each week, which is really exciting. It can be, you know, oh, I bet this person because they, you know, really looking strong early on. Yep. And it just takes a single donation sometimes to throw someone over the edge as far as the neck and neck situation. So, yeah, some really interesting matchups. This is all based on the rank from the elimination round. So as much as we do the behind the scenes, you know, we're not messing with anything. This is all based on the votes. So last weekend with the likes and the loves and how it all shakes out. So really exciting to see. But we've got the two individuals from the school. So Principal Ned Menke from the middle school and then Quinn Mahler Moreno. They're matched up. So the two people from the school, they're matched up. We've got a couple people from the city, you know, fire department and Parks and Rec. And so then we've got prominent business owners and, you know, we've even got a matchup that are real good friends. So it should be interesting this early round. And then it goes on from there. So, of course, number one is up against number 16 and all just like our normal bracket. So Really exciting to see how it goes. This round ends Tuesday at noon. So people have the weekend to vote and you do that online or by the donation jars around town. So individuals will have an opportunity to have their own jar if they're wanting to fundraise on their own or at the rec center as well. So get on givebutter.com and find the Chamber Foundation page or on Facebook and all that stuff for the links.
Absolutely. And yeah, no, so it really should be pretty fun. Like you've talked about before, you know, the likes, loves kind of more of a popularity thing, but now this is where the giving really counts. And so we'll see. Like you said, that's when it can really turn into anybody's game.
That's right. And it's really fun using this new platform that we started last year. You can get on and see the progress right away. So you're not waiting on us to update it every day. It's live. You can see as soon as you make a donation, you can see that number jump up. And so it's awesome. It makes it even more of a friendly competition because people can, you know, write comments on there and everything. So yeah, it'll go till noon and then we'll switch over to the Explosive 8 and on from there for the next several weeks.
Awesome. Again, speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you for updating us on that. And of course, now, you know, we continue to roll as we get on to April. The annual awards are coming up, but nominations are being taken now and the deadline is approaching soon.
Yes, that's right. So we have our annual dinner on Tuesday, April 1st. And part of that ceremony, if you will, it includes some annual awards. So we always do a nice recap from the previous year, look ahead, and then honor, you know, our members and thank them, but then have these three awards, actually. So we have the Business of the Year Award and the Volunteer of the Year Award. And so those are great opportunities to nominate individuals from the community, businesses from the past year that have really shared, you know, the spirit of Perry. And then we also have the Ambassador of the Year Award. And so this one's a little bit different in that it is geared towards the chamber as an organization, whereas the Volunteer of the Year can be anyone and everyone that is doing a great job in the community. And then, of course, the Business of the Year is pretty straightforward. Thinking back on the past year, who's really stepped up and supported the community or grown or done some great things. So looking forward to seeing all of the nominations that come in for all three of those awards.
Awesome. And then, yeah, those are due on Monday?
Monday the 10th, yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for updating us with that. And of course, there's other things related to the chamber coming up this next week as well.
Yeah. So next Friday is already the second Friday of the month. Wow. It's going to go real fast this month, I think, especially with the Big Boom Bracket Battle. But we are at Perry Lutheran Homes, Eden Acres, next Friday at 8 a.m. for the March Chamber Coffee. Always a great opportunity for networking and seeing the host business and learning from the community. And then shortly thereafter at 10 a.m., we will be having a ribbon cutting at the Farm Store and Bakery. So it's always great to welcome new businesses to town. This one, I think, will be particularly exciting since we've been without a coffee or bakery for full 2 months now. Wow. And so looking forward to introducing and welcoming that new business. And then we'll have, you know, a couple others that are on the horizon that I'm excited about, including Perry Park Moving and all of that. But yeah, excited for the ribbon cutting. And then later on that night, we have the March Sippin' Shop. So it'll be a fun full day with three different activities going on with the chamber.
Wow. Yeah. Just talk about a fabulous Friday there. There you go with that. And then, of course, obviously, there's other events going on here in the community. So talk about some of those.
Oh, definitely. So Friday night, pickleball fun at the Rec Center, thanks to the Perry Picklers Pickleball Club. There's Dallas County Habitat for Humanity open house in Perry tomorrow, and different community suppers, the Knights of Columbus Fish Fry, the Crafternoons at the library, and the Greater Des Moines Community Band is coming up with the Perry Fine Arts. That's next Sunday. So different things going on, and check it out.
Awesome. I think I need you to try to say Perry Picklers Pickleball 5 times fast.
Hey, if I can do Big Boom Bracket Battle, okay. I think I'd do anything, right?
Okay, you know what? That's a good point. I won't even challenge you on that. Well, again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, stopping in to join us here. And Lindsay, as always, really appreciate all of it.
Hey, thanks.
You are absolutely welcome. It's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.